This is RÚV English Radio with Darren Adam, daily English language radio from Iceland's national broadcaster, RÚV.
Hello, RÚV English Radio. I'm Darren Adam. Thanks very much for your company today. Here comes a new episode of Oithskjulith, the news in a simple form of Icelandic in Bjartnís here. Hello, Bjartni.
Hi, góðan dag.
So a lot of people will have, well, me, okay, maybe you as well, I don't know, will have eaten quite badly over the festive period. Lots of nammi, lots of candy, lots of sweets, lots of bad choices.
Possibly, or just lots of everything, yes.
lots of everything. Yeah. Too much is not a good idea. Today's story concerns the consumption of nammi, of sweets and other foodstuffs that maybe aren't the best nutritional choices. So we're going to start our story under the image of all of that nammi in a close-up shot. You can find a link to this text to follow along on the page accompanying the show from RÚV English Radio, your chance to pick up a new or some new words in Icelandic. Maybe that was your New Year's resolution to learn Icelandic. And of course, we're here every week to assist, aren't we?
Yes, exactly.
Okay, so let's go through this from the start and then line by line, starting under those delicious-looking sweets.
Já, takk fyrir. Hólmfríður Þorgeirsdóttir vinnur hjá landlækni. Hólmfríður sér verkefni næringu. Ný rannsók sýnir að mataræði Íslendinga að versna. Íslendingar þyngstir á Norðurlöndunum. 70 af hverjum 100 fullorðnum Íslendingum of þungir. Hólmfríður segir, Íslendingar borða minna af hollum mat. Dæmi hollan mat matur úr jurtum. Íslendingar borða meira af óhollum mat. Íslendingar hreyfa sig ekki nógu mikið. Íslendingar borða mikinn fisk. Íslendingar borða minna kjöt en aðrir á Norðurlöndum. Íslendingar drekka lítið áfengi. Fáir Íslendingar reykja.
So let's see if it is just nammi that is getting a hard time here, or if other foods are considered to be unhealthy as well. Let's go back to the start and through this line by line.
Já. Hólmfríður Þorgeirsdóttir vinnur hjá landlækni. Mrs. Hólmfríður Þorgeirsdóttir, she works at the country's doctor, meaning then the directorate of health.
Yes.
In Iceland.
But she's not a politician.
No, exactly.
She's a doctor.
Yeah, it's an official then that takes care of us and the hospitals and is the director general of medicine and health in Iceland. Hólmfríður sér verkefni næringu. Hólmfríður is a supervisor of a project about nutrition. Ný rannsók sýnir að mataræði Íslendinga að versna. A new study shows that the eating habits the nutrition of Icelanders is getting worse. Mm. Íslendingar þyngstir á Norðurlöndunum. Icelanders are now the heaviest one in the Nordic countries. 70 af hverjum 100 fullorðnum Íslendingum of þungir. 70 out of 100 grown-up Icelanders are too heavy. Hólmfríður segir, Íslendingar borða minna af hollum mat. Hólmfríður says, Icelanders eat less of healthy food. Dæmi hollan mat matur úr jurtum. Examples of healthy food is plant-based food or food from plants. And there come some points at the end, positive and negative, you could say. Íslendingar borða meira af óhollum mat. Icelanders eat more of unhealthy food. Íslendingar hreyfa sig ekki nógu mikið. Icelanders don't move themselves, meaning don't exercise enough. Íslendingar borða mikinn fisk. Icelanders eat a lot of fish. than compared to the other Nordic countries, that is. Íslendingar borða minna kjöt en aðrir á Norðurlöndum. Icelanders eat less meat than others in the Nordic countries. Íslendingar drekka lítið áfengi. Icelanders drink not so much or little of alcohol. Fáir Íslendingar reykja and few Icelanders smoke.
Interesting that Icelanders, according to this, drink little alcohol.
Yes,
I would relatively say.
Yes, exactly. I found it also interesting that this of course this is a comparative survey
yes.
between the Nordic countries, and yeah, in that comparison, this was our outcome.
And I suppose as well that one of the issues that's raised whenever this comes up that Icelanders tend not to eat healthily is the cost of food. But I will never understand why fish and lamb are so expensive in
yes.
a country that's surrounded by one and covered in the other.
Exactly, that's very true. Yes, yeah. But of course also this processed food phenomenon is
yes.
getting bigger and bigger. People tend to have less time to cook or don't find the time to cook.
Mm.
And that, of course, even though it sounds maybe nice as a plate, you know, it can be hidden things in it and therefore not as nutritious as it could be if
yes.
you would do it from scratch. So,
well, we're going to get into, I suspect, on Roof English Radio and on Roof English conversation about food as we head into the months where the sour food is eaten.
Exactly.
So that's your pickled shark and that's your ram's testicles.
Exactly.
It's your smoked lamb as well, isn't it?
Yes, absolutely. Yeah, the smoked lamb is always there. And yeah, so of course it's the traditional food, but like we call it. But it's of course how they try to conserve the food back in the day that keeps this special methods.
And it's the month of Thori.
The month of Thori is approaching. Yes.
Which is one of the old months from the old Norse calendar.
Exactly.
Okay, looking yeah. forward to that, if not necessarily to the food. Well, actually, some of it I quite like. Bjarni, thanks very much indeed. We'll talk again next week. It's Roof English Radio. I'm Darren Adam. You can get in touch anytime. We're English at ruv.is.
There is more from Roof English with all the news from Iceland in English at ruv.is/English. Roof English Radio is daily English language radio from Iceland's national broadcaster, Roof.